So joining me now from the Harrogate Safer Neighbourhood team, I've got PC Amanda Hanush-Moore. Thank you for taking the time out to join us on the radio. So you guys, very much busy all the time. You know, you've got your regular flow of work, but certainly around Halloween and bonfire, is it fair to say that you can see some, you know, a different type of problem? Is there an increased problem with antisocial behaviour maybe?
We do see an increase, certainly around Halloween, Mischief Night. We see a lot of people out and about. And we don't want to stop people having fun. We want people to keep safe and be safe. And, you know, we do see a lot of people enjoying themselves. And that's all we want, people to have a good time, keeping safe. Some people don't want to take part in that fun. And we want them to be able to enjoy the Halloween time and bonfire night. And if they don't want to be involved, then they can stay safe as well.
Absolutely. Okay, so we have a lot of parents that listen to Stray FM, and a lot of parents locally will be listening to Stray FM now, hopefully, fingers crossed. So we just thought it'd be a good idea if we just asked you, because I think sometimes, you know, with parents, of course, it can be tough for parents because obviously they want to let the kids enjoy the Halloween time, the bonfire time, see the friends, etc., but then they also want to keep them safe. So we just thought if we could get some official tips from the police on their advice of what to do around this time, it might help some parents out. So to break this down, we've asked Amanda to prepare 10 top tips. So we're combining here Halloween and bonfire night. Top 10 tips on how to keep your kids safe.
Well, we know that loads of people like going trick-or-treating, and there'll be lots of people out and about during that time. What I'd recommend is that you plan your trick-or-treat route. Make sure you go residential areas that are safe and lit. Keep to pavements, and if you're crossing the road, make sure you find a nice, safe place to cross the road. Don't leave it too late to venture out. People don't want doors knocking after 9 o'clock.
If parents can accompany children, you know, of any age really, on trick-or-treating, it's always going to be beneficial to have an adult around, isn't it?
You've gone to one of my points already. Oh. Definitely. Children need an adult with them, certainly, especially younger children.
Yes.
If an adult can be with them, that's absolutely brilliant. You know, if children are out crossing the road, an adult's much better with them. And also, you know, they can supervise them. They can make sure that they're going to the right houses and that they're keeping them safe. And it'd be even better if the adults can dress up with them.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Which I'm sure some of them won't mind doing. Okay. What else have we got?
Obviously, going on that point, people like to dress up, but it's really important that if you're out and about in the dark, that you're safe and you're seen. So, you know, try and wear something, at least one of the, if there's an adult, they wear something that's visible in the dark, so that they're out and about. If they're near traffic can see them and that they're visible.
Okay, so what else have we got?
Really important thing here, only knock on doors of homes that are possibly displaying Halloween decorations that look like they're in the spirit of Halloween.
Well, I think when I was younger, I mean, when I used to go trick-or-treating, my mum only used to let me go to houses of people that we know. And obviously, yeah, you know, if you live in quite a built-up area, there's a good idea that you'll know your neighbours. It's probably a good idea just to keep with people that you know, really.
Exactly. Just moving on to fireworks, because we often see fireworks being sold now. Be sensible with fireworks, you know, use them outdoors. And I mean, this message has been told time and time again. Don't carry them in your pocket, don't put them in metal or glass containers, and don't point and throw them at other people. We've seen it already, unfortunately, that people have been throwing fireworks at other people or at buildings. It's not big, it's not clever, and someone's going to get seriously hurt.
Right, okay, so some good advice there. And yeah, of course, there's a lot of organised bonfire and firework displays. Come and see Stray FM at the Stray on the big one, and where it's organised and safe.
Exactly. If you can go to an organised bonfire, then so much the better. If you are having your own bonfire night, make sure that an adult supervises the fireworks activities. If children are using sparklers, make sure they're supervised. Make sure an adult's watching them at all times. Don't let children play with fireworks. They look exciting, but they're not toys. You know, make sure an adult is always supervising the use of fireworks. After midnight, that's when the bonfire night ends and the fireworks ends. People might want to go to bed and have a kip after that.
I've got to say, even living where I live, sometimes you hear fireworks. And my dog, Harry, as well, pets don't like them.
My cat will be indoors, definitely.
I like my early nights, so I'd say actually half 11 if you would get them done by that time.
Yeah.
So, by the way, if you do want to come and see us at the Harrogate Stray Bonfire, Saturday the 4th of November, that is an organised display by the Round Table, and we'll be there, and it'll be safe. And best about it, it's free as well. Amanda, some really sound advice there. happy Halloween and Bonfire Night to you
Thank
and all
you,
your colleagues.
And you too.